I come in 41.
Do you want me to copy this?
Do I? I come in 41.
Do you? All right.
Got to give me a nod at 41. All right.
So
it's just
what?
Put it in the score. In the manuscript of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, there's a big thing, one of these. And of course, Gershwin knew he was going to make it up on the night, so he never wrote it out for Paul Whiteman. And in Ferdy Groffé's autograph score, there's just a great big fermata, and it says, "Wait for George to nod." It's true, it's in the Library of Congress, it's published in facsimile. Temple-wise, is that about, well, we're, I want to be sure that we leave enough time for the other two pieces, so I don't think we can take as much time in detail.
I think the second movement was fine just where you put it.
Okay. Tim, are you going to do any splicing? Can we?
Yeah, by all means, pick it up. We're recording everything. So.
Great. All right. If we just started a little before that cadenza, could we?
Sure.
What happens is, I was just guessing. Yes, the winds come in at 41. You all don't come in again until cellos come in at 45. You come in at 46. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4.5 some bars. Perfect. Thanks very much. So the woodwinds come in, that's 41. You come in right, the cello, the bassist, the cellos and bassist come in at 41. 41.
Why do you recommend it?
Let's have 19. Anyway, let's just have 27, let's have the cadenza. Actually, Tim, if we're going to patch, why don't we start at 19?
Okay.
All right? Here's 19.